Welcome to the Productivities Podcast. It's me, Mike Vardy, and I want to share with you the most productive thing that I've been doing as of late. Now, it's not, you know, this podcast, and it's not my writing, and it's not coaching, and it's not the gardening that I've been trying to get involved with at home, and it's not helping out around the house more because the kids are home. It's not the woodworking. It's none of that. As a matter of fact, I've been rather unproductive in some areas, including getting this episode out on time. This episode was supposed to be out a couple of days ago, if you're listening to this when it goes live. No, the most productive thing that I've been doing lately is listening and learning about what's been going on in the United States of America, especially with relation to George Floyd and Black Lives Matter. And that's been what I've been spending time with. And I don't normally, let me rephrase that. I haven't gone down this path with my work before. I've long thought or held to the belief that your online platform, you kind of steer clear of the things that you would steer clear of when you're on a first date, you know, the idea of sex, religion, and politics. But this is not about any of that stuff. And to me, I think that was something I was blind to. I was, let's face it. I, as a Canadian, as a white male Canadian, I come from a place of privilege. There's no question. And, when I saw, and I've been seeing what's going on in the news, it struck me. And I realized that, you know, I wasn't doing anything. I have a platform, the podcast that you're listening to, my writing, my presence online. I have all of that, and I didn't know what I could do because I didn't want to freak anybody out. I didn't want to. I'm recording this right now, by the way, as my son's playing video games in the background. I need to get this out now. So you might hear a little bit in the background. So this is a bit different of an episode, clearly. But here's the thing. I didn't know what to do. So I reached out to some of my friends, my friend Patrick Roan, Travis Collier, and some others, and said, what can I do? And I think number one, reaching out was, they said that reaching out was Patrick specifically said that, you know, checking in and reaching out was one step. And to me, that's something I would do. I think I would do anyway, but that's not the point. The message I kept hearing from them and seeing online was to spend time learning and listening. And it's fitting that today, as I'm recording this, is my listening day. And it's a day where many people that I noticed adopted Blackout Tuesday, which, whether you followed on that trend or did not, I know I did. I did not use the hashtag Black Lives Matter with it because I didn't think it was appropriate. And it seems as if that was definitely the case. But I think my goal was to kind of just show what my beliefs were, what I thought. But it's not enough. It's not enough. Again, I was watching Rachel Rogers talk about this today, and I've seen her work before and know she's friends with other people I know online, and I've actually bought her products before, and saw her Instagram post, and it was pretty, it was just another, like today, that's what I did. I did a lot of, that's what my goal was for today, was to do, take that spirit of what today was supposed to be about. I canceled my interviews that I had for podcasts, and we rescheduled them, and basically focused on that today. Focused on the things that Patrick and others said I could do to get to figure out what I could do to get better at that, to, or at least start to get better at that, to learn, to listen. I took the time to, you know, listen to, the Blinks, because I have Blinkist, so I figured I would use it. The Blinks for White Fragility and to How to Be an Anti-Racist. And there's things I learned there that I did not know. Even as a Canadian, and to say that systemic and systematized racism and racialization is not is a uniquely American situation for Black people is not true at all. It happens in countries all over, in Canada, maybe more so for Indigenous people. But again, I don't know enough about that, and I think that's something that is hard, and I'm putting that in air quotes for, you know, to kind of swallow, is that you don't know. And to say that you don't know and be okay with not knowing as that first step before getting educated. And I mean, reading the Blinks of those or listening to the audio versions of those is just the start. I have to keep going. I mean, I've spent the better part of a decade studying productivity, being very focused and hyper-focused on that stuff. And over the past several months when I've been at home through this season of COVID-19 that we're in, which again is filled with uncertainty, I've been exploring other things. And today, last night, and then into today, I decided that I was going to explore this. And then I've decided to take it to another level. I've decided that learning and listening is part of the thing, part of the equation, part of what needs to be done. But the most productive thing I can do is to take that and go beyond. Is to say that, you know what, when my son went, and this is going to sound weird, and maybe this is wrong. And by the way, I know I'm going to screw this up. I know that there's somewhere along the line with what I'm saying right now. I'm probably going to write something about this too, but I know that the podcast is something I can say, and it's just, this is not, I mean, I'm not scripting any of this right now. I want to kind of compartmentalize my thoughts even further. But I remember when I went to a comic expo with my son 2 years ago, and he dressed as Black Panther because the movie came out, and he loved the movie Black Panther. He thought it was cool, bought the Halloween costume. And I remember when we were at the, we were walking through and someone wanted a picture of him. And then somebody walking by said cultural appropriation at its cutest. And I kind of, I chuckled. And but what I really wanted to say was, you know, I wanted to tell the guy where to go, because my son didn't know and didn't know. I wouldn't say, I couldn't say, I guess he didn't care because he doesn't know about, like, well, you know, he's a redheaded white 8-year-old wearing a Black Panther costume because he thinks Black Panther's cool. And then it becomes this thing that makes you feel kind of dirty. Like, that's how I felt a little bit. And again, I don't know if that's the right feeling. I don't know if not saying anything was the right thing. And I think I'm just tired of that. Tired of the being, you know, complicit, for lack of a better term, maybe just, you know, being nice, not saying this. Like, I'm frankly, and I know that this is it can be polarizing to some people. It's not polarizing to me. I mean, racism is wrong. The line must be drawn. It's wrong. It's despicable. It needs to stop. It's, you know, if you want me to use a product, it's a box that must be checked off. It's something that needs to be worked on daily, just like anything else, to get better and better and better at it. And that's something that I want to do and I'm going to do. And I mean, you know, but I know I'm not going to get this right. I know that. And I will continue to learn and continue to read and research and take action. I remember Jada Selner spoke at World Domination Summit, and she said the one step that you need to take is take imperfect action. And this is imperfect action for me, without question. Because I think it's just wrong. And it's not just wrong now, it was wrong before. And I don't want it to be something that is, I want it to be gone. And I want to do what I can do to help with that. I had other things that I wanted to say, and I had some other examples, I think, but they're just kind of gone. I remember actually. Here it is. I remember when I said earlier that you know I try not to be political, you know, be like the first date stuff. And I sent an email newsletter out several years ago. And you know, if you've been following my work for a while, that you know I'm a night owl. And my friend Kevin Ashenbrenner sent me a Guardian article this week about being a night owl, and he tagged me. People will tag me. In Charlie Gilkey's book, I mentioned being a night owl. That's something that I'm really passionate about. And a few years ago, I shared in my Attention newsletter, it wasn't called the Attention newsletter then, but I shared in my weekly newsletter the day in the life of Barack Obama, because he was a night owl and I wanted to show his schedule. Now, again, I need you to keep in mind when I say this, I'm Canadian. I can't vote for any American election candidate at all, for any presidential, governor. So I can't do any of that. I don't know enough about it either. I know a bit, but I don't know enough of how that would work. And I like to learn about this stuff too, but I digress. I sent that email out. And I remember getting emails back from people, not a ton, but several, saying that they were annoyed. No, they were pissed off that I mentioned Barack Obama in my email newsletter and said that I was basically saying, if you're an Obama supporter, I can't support you. And I replied and said, well, first off, I said, you know, I was talking about being a night owl. And that's why I mentioned that. And it wouldn't matter whether it was a Republican president or a Democratic president or a liberal prime minister or a conservative. I would have meant, if I find somebody that's a night owl, which is a small segment of the population, and they are successful, I'm going to showcase that. But then I also said I'm Canadian, so I have no, I don't have a horse in that race. But what I should have said, what I'm saying now, is I remember sitting in one of my wife's first work areas. This is before we were married, or maybe we were just, she was working at an acupuncture clinic, and there was a Time magazine sitting on the waiting room area, and it had a picture of a black man on it. And it said, is this the next president of the United States? Or something like that. I can't remember. I would know I'll tell you how I would know in a minute, and I looked at it, read through the article, and I read about this man, and I thought, you know what? I would love to see that. Based on that article, I would love to have seen that happen. And it did. And I actually went and, again, I'm a Canadian, and bought that magazine off of eBay a couple of years ago. I have it. I don't know where it is right now, to be honest. I don't have it hanging in my office or anything like that, but I do own it. So why am I mentioning this? Because I should have said, yes, I do support Barack Obama. I like what he does. I like what he stands for. But again, I don't think that I don't think that politics has to play a role in every single decision, every single thought, I have friends that are Republicans. I have friends that are Democrats. I have friends in Canada that are conservatives, liberals. What I can't stand for is when people, I can't stand idly by when people support a person that is so condemns so many people and I just can't. I can't do it. It's hard for me to put into words. I mean, you know, we had a prime minister here that I didn't agree with for many years. He was in charge for 10 years. He did things that I totally disagreed with, and I didn't say anything. And Stephen Harper was the guy. Did not like him. I like Justin Trudeau. I do. And, you know, when people say today, with what he said today, if you're listening to this as it came out, and he had that 20-second pause where he didn't say anything when he was asked what he thinks about what was going on with in the United States, and he was asked specifically about President Donald Trump, he had 21 seconds of silence where he didn't say anything. And I saw the comments that people said after that. They said, well, it must be nice for him to, because what Prime Minister Trudeau did is he said, you know, we have to work on racism in Canada too. And we do. And not just in Canada, but globally. But he focused on Canada because that's where he has a greater degree of control, is not the right word, influence. His circle of influence is greater there. Now, what's interesting is in the comments, some people were very supportive. Others said, reminded about when Trudeau wore blackface, when he was a teacher. No excuse for that. But we all can learn from our mistakes. And if you live in the public life, you live a public life, you have a influence, you have a public platform, you know that stuff's going to come back to you. You know that you have to know that. The question is if you make a mistake, own up to it. And then yes, people will still condemn you for it. People will still say, you know, I don't like what you did. I don't like what you said. You have to live with that. Rachel Rogers talked about there is a risk to that. You're going to risk things when you take a stand. And that ticked me off when I saw that, because I'm like, yeah, he knows it, but he's the leader of the country right now. And I can say that I voted for his part. I didn't vote for his party. I think he's the best leader for our country, because I voted in a way that I believe you should vote in you should vote for the person in your riding that you believe. But nonetheless, I know I'm a little bit all over the place here, but this has been a long time coming. And having a day to just sit with this, I know that there's a chance that people are going to listen to this and say, well, there it is. He's left, which I'd say I'm center left for sure. That's my ideology. I believe that strongly. He doesn't like Trump. I do not like Donald Trump. Do not like his policies. I do not like how he treats people. I don't. Everything I see, and I don't just look at, I look at a wide variety of news when I look at both inside of the United States of America and outside, where it's objective. And I do not like what I see. I don't know that I like what I see from the other side necessarily either. But I can say that I don't like that person. But I can say that I have plenty of friends that are Republican, that have Republican beliefs that I do like. But those things should be, you can have those beliefs and say, but I don't like the person. And then you get to reconcile whether or not you would vote for that person or, you know, because of that, like that. And that's something I'm going to have to get to. But right now, back to the matter at hand, because see, this stuff all becomes intertwined. And maybe because it's intertwined for me right now, because I haven't said anything, I've been very, you know, kind of quiet. At this point, I'm not going to be quiet. I'm not going to be. Racism is wrong. What happened was murder in Minneapolis. That police officer should go to jail for a very, very long time. And so should those that were there that did nothing. Amy Cooper absolutely got what she deserved. And actually, she should have, as far as I'm concerned, she should have gotten more. I'm going to learn and listen. And yeah, I'm probably screwed some of this up. And I'll learn from that too. But I've always believed that productivity, I'll bring this back to what I do talk about regularly, is about intention plus attention. If you have something that you want to give, if you have an intention to do something, then you better find a way to give attention to it, or it's going to fall by the wayside. You're not going to give it the best that you can give it. Well, I can tell you right now that I am going to, my intention is to get better at this, is to understand better. I can never, ever, ever understand the experience because I'm a white Canadian male. I can listen. I can learn. I can have empathy. I think. I hope. But if I'm going to be somebody that says, hey, if you have an intention to do something, you need to find a way to pay attention to it, I think this is my first step. I can go back and listen to this and remind myself and journaling, all that stuff. But today was a good day, I think, for me. So there you have it. Whew. Thank you for listening. If you have any thoughts, you want to email me, I'm all ears. AskMike@productivityist.com. AskMike@productivityist.com. Feel free to email me. Thank you so much for listening. Take care and keep moving things forward.